Good morning. It's August 23rd, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is I Wish I Could, and that clip was from The Rembrandts, I'll Be There for You, the theme to the TV show Friends. Ross, is there any way you could maybe come over and help us put together our new furniture? Phoebe, oh gosh, I really wish I could, but, well, I don't want to. Phoebe on Friends, 1994. Have you ever told a little bitty white lie? When you wanted to get out of something, a friend invites you to a lecture on a weeknight. An acquaintance invites you to their Juice Plus neighborhood event. Your church group is going to a movie that you've seen and didn't like. Your mother-in-law wants to come stay the week. Your best friend in high school just wants to meet over coffee to tell you about their new job, which you happen to know from someone else is selling whole life insurance. We've talked a little about white lies before, see January 5th, and the fact that they seem to be a situation of the ends justify the means. You make up an excuse rather than telling the truth and risk hurting your friend's feelings. There are several problems with this, not the least of which is that every time your ruse works, you get more used to telling little untruths. Then it gets easier and easier to tell slightly bigger untruths. Then you start to tell even bigger untruths to protect yourself, not really someone else. Here's an idea. Be Phoebe next time. Why does literally everyone love Phoebe? Because she sees nothing wrong with telling the exact truth all the time. Lying, even a little, damages your reputation in the eyes of others. And eventually, will damage your perception of yourself. So take the little hit. Tell your high school friend, no thanks, I really have no need for insurance. Then sit and enjoy your coffee at home on the porch with your dog. If you always tell the truth, you never have to remember anything. Mark Twain. I'm not upset that you lied to me. I'm upset that from now on I can never believe you. Nietzsche. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are his delight. Proverbs 12:22. No one who practices deceit shall ever dwell in my house. No one who utters lies shall continue before my eyes. Psalm 101:7. Dear Heavenly Father, have your Spirit prick us every time we're tempted to tell a little lie, and help us find the right way to tell the truth gently. Amen. I'll see you tomorrow.